Well, hey, let's go to the hotline, the Truett Insurance and Bonding Hotline, and talk with Marcy.
Marcy.
Hey, Marcy, good morning. Are you with us?
Good morning. Yes, I am.
Hey, fantastic. Thanks for being up early and being part of this with us.
I appreciate the invitation.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you are the regional director for Central Alabama with the Alabama Kidney Foundation, and I've got a link with you because my son, we lost a kidney, had a bout with cancer, so I thought it would be great to have you come on and let's just talk about some of this stuff. And we had a guest on a few weeks back was Hannah.
She had
cancer and lost a kidney as well. So, and I actually, one of my friends from, I guess we were in college, man, he ended up getting shot in a freak thing at, do you remember TC's?
Oh, yeah.
Down at TC's, man, ended up getting shot and lost a kidney from that. So, there's a lot of people and connections I have going on to it. So, kind of tell us what you guys do and then we'll jump in from there.
Okay, well, the Alabama Kidney Foundation is the only state-based nonprofit assisting the needs of kidney patients in the area, which means we are not assisted by any national funding or any affiliation. So the good part about that is that everything we raise stays here in Alabama. So it's not going outside, and our focus, we're actually 49 years old this year.
Man. How about that?
You know, for a state-based organization, that's great. We're excited to celebrate 50 next year. But, you know, our mission is to, it's kind of what you guys were saying, is to, you know, serve the kidney patients of Alabama through financial assistance, education, you know, continuing that healthy education, because Alabama does rank number one per capita for kidney disease.
Oh, wow.
And obviously our support services where we help those patients that are on dialysis. And if you're not familiar with dialysis, most patients go 3 times a week for 3 hours at a time.
Wow.
And so a lot of them have a hard time holding down their jobs or keeping their jobs while they're doing the dialysis.
What do you see? Like I mentioned a couple of people with cancer. I mean, what do you see as the, I guess, the most common, you know, things people get? What are kidney diseases?
So kidney disease, and, you know, I'm obviously not a nephrologist. We have some great nephrologists here in town.
Sure.
But, you know, it's all linked back to a healthy lifestyle. So we deal more with the kidney disease side than the kidney cancer side. Kidney disease is caused by diabetes, hypertension, obesity, and of course, genetic factors. But as I mentioned, you know, Alabama ranks high in a lot of those causes, like diabetes and hypertension and obesity, which then leads to the kidney disease.
Okay.
Folks, you're listening to Truett News Radio. We're on the air right now with Marcy Prescott, the Central Alabama Regional Director of the Alabama Kidney Foundation. And Marcy, a couple things as I'm going through this is consider your presence here in Central Alabama. And I look over, you mentioned great nephrologists, and I think about UAB being one of the top research hospitals around. Is there a nexus and relationship with them with respect to the research component?
We currently don't. I mean, obviously, we're here to help create, I mean, I hate to use the word synergy, but synergy between anything that we can help patients. I mean, we get calls every day for, you know, they've just been diagnosed, they're not sure, they have a family member that might have kidney disease, they're going on dialysis, what do we do next? Where we come into play, you know, and we'll talk about this, I'm sure, in a minute, but we are having the 2024 Birmingham Kidney Walk-In Celebration in May 11th, and UAB and their nephrology group, along with nephrology associates, you know, they, all the big groups in town, come out and they support us.
Sure.
We do work with them in that way. We obviously can make connections for people if they are interested in that, you know, in participating maybe in research or things like that. We're always available. We're kind of that central hub that helps people, you know, go outward because we, you know, we work with everybody in town.
Sure.
We're a United Way partner. We're, you know, we work with UAB, the other private practices and things like that.
Yeah. Now you're the Central Alabama rep, but the organization serves all of Alabama. So from top to bottom, y'all are involved with the different hospitals and all that, correct?
Yes. So we actually have, we have six regions. So we have Huntsville, the Shoals, Birmingham, Montgomery, Mobile, and then Dothan, or the Wiregrass area.
Sure.
So those are the areas that we, you know, obviously we can, we reach, and then we all have different counties. You know, I mean, I reach from Lamar to, obviously, you know, Walker, Tuscaloosa, Jefferson, all the way over to Calhoun and Cleburne County. So okay. I'm kind of, you know, that kind of across, obviously, the central Alabama area, where we, and what that means is we work with the social workers that are at the dialysis clinics. That's how they get, that's how a patient actually enters into our system. That's one of our main requirements, is that they are on dialysis. And then, so we work with a lot of those. We work with all the clinics throughout the state. And that's, like I mentioned, that's how they get into our system. And if they're on dialysis 3 days a week, 3 hours at a time, they might be traveling an hour to and from.
Sure, sure.
So, you know, we help with transportation costs for them. We help offset that. And then, obviously, there's daily living needs. There are two big programs that we work with directly with the patients through the dialysis centers.
Okay. You are really just kind of a source of strength and comfort for people really in the most vulnerable moments of their lives, right? So they've just been diagnosed with, you know, we figured out what's wrong. We've got the diagnosis, and now you're going to have to do this dialysis. And I can't imagine the volume of questions and the fears. And you all are basically the source of information, the source of comfort, the source of financing, the source of answers. I mean, it's really an important function.
It is. And, you know, I mean, for a state-based organization, I believe in 2023, we were able to distribute just over $1 million across the state.
Wow.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think last year in central Alabama, don't hold me to the exact dollar amount, but it was around $250,000 just in our region alone.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, and trust us, you know, we've got a very low administrative, you know, cost for to run us, you know, to run the Kidney Foundation. I think maybe 7%.
Wow.
Where the rest, so I mean, 93% of the money we raise goes back out to Alabama residents.
That's an impressive ratio,
and that's
for sure.
Why our, oh, sorry.
Oh, no, no, I was saying that's an impressive ratio, absolutely.
And that's why, you know, and, I mean, I'm kind of, you know, I wanted to get out, you know, and that's why our walk and celebration every year. This is our biggest fundraising time. We kicked it off in early March. And if you don't mind me plugging, you know, that, like I mentioned, the
For sure.
Birmingham Kidney Walk and Celebration is going to be May 11th at John Carroll Catholic High School on the Pat Sullivan Field. And teams are, you know, forming now. We would love, you know, I mean, we'd love to invite all your listeners to come.
Yeah. Are you there?
We may have lost her. Well,
and it's just a fun time. We don't make you run a 5K. We don't even make you walk a mile. We just want you to come out and get healthy.
It's even more attractive to me now.
You know, like you mentioned, you know, UAB will be out there. Nephrology Associates will be out there. We'll have some pharma reps out there, along with just some really good community or other community organizations that we work with. We have a fun kids zone with bounce houses, bounce face paintings. You know, some local mascots might be out there taking pictures with kids. It's
yeah.
A fun time. Just remind people to get out, get healthy.
Well, we're
as I mentioned, diabetes is the leading cause of chronic kidney disease.
Okay. Well, we're a John Carroll family, so we may.
And it's just, the more I learn about all of this, you know, it's just, it makes you want to get out and get moving. And I know not everybody's life, you know, can't always do it, but just, it's another little reminder of that. Alabamians are currently on dialysis.
There we go. Sounds like we got you back a little bit. But, hey, and I hate that we got to run now to do it, but we got to get on with the rest of the show. But thanks so much, Marcy, for joining us this morning and talking a little bit about it. But one more time, when's the date for that?
May 11th at John Carroll Catholic High School, starting at 8:30 in the morning till about 8:30 to 11, and just come out and have a good time. Yeah. And just register at BirminghamKidneyWalk.org.
Okay, fantastic. Well, again, thanks so much for being part of the show this morning.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
All right. That's Mark.
Good morning.
Marcy Prescott, the Central Alabama Regional Director for Alabama Kidney Foundation. And be sure to catch their big fundraiser at John Carroll High School, home of the Cavaliers on Pat Sullivan Field.
Man, that, where the Truants are John Carroll people. So
you may not want to go walk. You may not want to go run, but you might want to go bounce house.
I don't know. I want to go meet the mascots.
Oh, you want to meet the mascots.
Man, I like a good bounce house, by the way.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've been in one.
Yeah, you're not scared.
No, man, absolutely.